Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast in the three-day weekend. It's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
I say we have a problem inspired Bad Choice Friday. Who's the problem? The woman who just got engaged. That would be Taylor Swift.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees.
Who is this song about? Do we know?
Ooh. That's a good question.
I mean, if she's a problem, so she messed up a relationship. So who is the person that she messed up the relationship with?
It was me. We dated for a hot minute. But
nice.
Yeah, dude, you know, but she was the problem.
I don't think it's about anybody specific. It says it's about intrusive thoughts and anxiety.
Oh, all right.
Right, so maybe she's realizing that she was the problem in all the relationship.
I got.
Yeah, obviously. There's one common denominator. It's her.
Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero take it on. Morgan Wallen on a Bad Choice Friday.
I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long and if it's the whiskey?
Vote now on Bad Choice Friday. Will it be Morgan Wall and I and the problem or Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and tell us with the shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
Couple on the fart topic. Eighth grade humanities class during a test. Ripped the loudest fart I've ever had. It stung the bung. Everyone laughed.
Mm.
Teacher asked me to crack the door for ventilation. Earned the nickname Nick the Ripper.
Nick the Ripper.
Oh, Nick the Ripper.
Stung the bung?
Yeah. Olaf
you got bun stung.
I'm a fatty. And so is my dog, Lucy, while she was still with us. In the summer, I sleep naked next to the wife, usually naked with a fan aimed at me. Poor wife would be woken up from a dead sleep many times during any given week. When the summer's over, she smelled my farts less while sleeping. But Lucy loves sleeping on the floor right next to her bedside table. Lucy farts and would get up and leave because she knew it was toxic. But while she was sleeping, she too would fart. And I would go directly into my wife's mouth. One time she choked on the dog ass paper and woke up hitting me and gagging. But I had no idea why. R.I.P. Lucy. Miss my farting buddy. Cheers, guys. That from Eric.
My farting buddy.
Hello, gentlemen. First period of seventh grade, I told my buddy there was something on his foot. So he'd bend over. When he bent over, I turned and ripped something biblical.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I was wearing khaki-colored cargo shorts. Was unaware of the fact that I, maybe did a little bit more than fart, until it was pointed out to me by the rest of the class.
Ooh.
Rock on, gentlemen. That from John. What else? Guys, shortly after I broke my neck, I was at home in my wheelchair and somehow fell out of it. My sister was the only one home to help me get back into the chair. So I had to transfer from the floor to the couch, then into the chair. As I was going from the floor to the couch, my sister was helping by lifting from, under my arms. So I had to transfer from the floor to the couch, then into the chair. As I was going from the floor to the couch, I let one rip. Pretty funny, though. That from Cripple Jeremy from Port Orchard. And one more.
People are being very honest. I'm a fatty. Call me the cripple.
Back in the late 70s, my brother would fart in a Pringles can and stick it on the cat's head. The cat would shake it off and run into the wall. Good times. Peace out from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls.
I have never thought of doing such a thing.
Fart into a Pringles can.
And then put it on the cat's head?
Okay.
God damn. And then I liked it. Then he'd run into a wall.
Good times, man.
That cat had a lot of brain damage. He was funny, though.
All right, do we have time now for a few birthday emails? By the way, they're brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, Macholas. Please help me wish my grandson, Wyatt, a very happy 10th birthday. Seems like only yesterday that he came into the world with a fractured left humerus and had to spend a few days in the children's hospital.
Anyone normal emailing today?
No.
You guys, you don't have to be
fatties,
so honest.
Cripples, broken limbs, good.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Now he's big enough to reach the pedals on my John Deere mower, and trust me, I'm going to take advantage of that free labor. He is the funniest, sweetest, kind-hearted 10-year-old I know. Such a great big brother to his sister, Raylan. We always have so much fun when he comes to visit, and I cannot ask for a better grandson. So happy birthday, Wyatt. Grandma B loves you to the moon and beyond. So can you please give him the following? Green beans, a fart montage, because farts are funny. Coach Ted, hyping him up to start fourth grade, and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, for doing what you do, and as always, stay beautiful. That from the Ginger Midgets.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green beans.
That wet one makes me think I have to go every time I hear it. Hair standard. All right, turning 10 years old. That's a big one. Double digits, getting into fourth grade. First of all, fourth grade's going to be a lot of fun. Why? You're going to learn the state's history. I love state history. And also, history, always a fun class. Now, double digits. I'm thinking tonight, you're going out. Off the top, coach says get a burger. Maybe tonight, at some point this weekend, you get a sub. Your dad's going to look at you and go, regular, small. And you look at him and go, giant! Want to see that thing cut into four pieces, and I'm taking it down.
Jesus. Oh, man. 10-year-old, I didn't prepare for this.
Oh.
You're about to learn some stuff.
You'll find out tonight, man.
Wait. Cover your ears. Guys, I gave my friend a rope tied to a bucket for their birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it went down well.
Not safe.
All right, that's good.
That's safe. Did you know most nuts cannot be flushed down the toilet? Most nuts cannot be flushed down the toilet.
Except peanuts.
But pecan. Ted, I kind of did this one for you, but you'll like it anyway.
All right.
What do Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers have in common?
They both started in Green Bay and then went to the Jets.
They both started out as a Packer and both ended up Steelers.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's see.
What's green, has a cape, and flies?
What?
Super Booger?
Super Pickle.
Oh, Super Pickle.
<You're close.
laughs> Super Booger.
When I was a kid, we thought that was so funny.
Oh, man. Olivicholas, my son James Dean is turning 13 today. Can you please give him some gets from Thrill, advice from Coach Ted on becoming a teen, and dad jokes from Miles. Guys, that from the dad.
Get.
All right, teenage boy, a lot of things are going to change. First of all, we got to change those socks every day, all right? If you're going to go shoeless, put some powder in those shoes or something else. Other than that, don't hide out in any certain room for too long. They know what you're doing.
Oh, boy. We all do.
13, let's say for 13. Is your son 13?
He is 13. He saw Deadpool. At this point,
what's a joke?
I'm like,
what's a joke line on 13?
I don't know if I have PG-13 stuff.
All right. Man. Okay, I'm going for it. What do lace panties and nail polish have in common?
What?
They both come off with alcohol. You'll find out later, buddy. My girlfriend lost her eyesight.
Oh, yeah?
Now she says she can't see me anymore.
Why can't she hear a pterodactyl in the bathroom?
Pterodactyl. Because the P sign.
Damn it. I wish I could read.
What's
the difference between...
It's a joke for a 13-year-old.
What's the difference between a guillotine and a creatine?
What?
How you lose your neck. That's a lifting joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see here. Gentlemen, can I get a birthday request? My son, Shay, is turning 21 today. I'm a big fan, and I've forced him to listen over the years. I moved on to beautiful Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
But I still listen on the Odyssey app. I'm in town to celebrate with Shay. So could I get the Holy Trinity of the Captain, the Dirty Germans, and Coke Ted giving him some wonderful life advice? Thanks, fellas. I do declare that from his dad.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. When it comes to life advice, I'll tell you the greatest advice I ever got from Baby Huey. He said, ask Aunt Jemima to fuck her up and give you some lip grip. Crunch berries.
God, I would love to use that line on a chick.
Yeah, lip you grip. Should use it tonight. Like, hey, tonight, I don't know what you're doing later, but perhaps you'd like to give me some lip grip.
Yeah. So I'm really just interested if later tonight you want to see my short rib.
Short rib.
Miles gets it. Disclaimer, do not take advice from Coke Ted.
All right, you're 21. Let's party. Let's rage. First of all, you're 21. You know somebody that knows where to get the old nose candy. Second of all, you're going to drink like a Viking tonight. You'll be hungover as hell all weekend, but it might just feel like you're in Alabama or that's your dad. Either way, you wake up tomorrow morning or tonight, you stay up all night. You go, get out of the room, you Alabama question mark.
You piece of Alabama question mark.
Howdy, Michelle. Today's my birthday. My girlfriend and I will be headed down to Branson, Missouri.
Oh!
To stay at a cabin in the Ozarks. Then, we are catching Linkin Park on Sunday in Kansas City.
Nice.
Hope to try some great barbecue along the way. So, can we please get the Dirty Germans talking about the shenanigans my girlfriend and I will be getting into this weekend and finish it off with a big old bong rip and turtles having sex. Thanks, Macholas, and appreciate you guys every day. That from Justin.
Yeah, if you're going to be sampling barbecue along the way, might I recommend you take two stubs?
Yeah. She knows there's a sex move and also a man by the name of it who christened it, and he works in Branson. We call it a Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, don't Yakov too much.
Yeah, and make sure you Smirnoff him.
Are you going to Branson to Yakov?
Yeah, I'm here to Yakov.
Then Smirnoff.
Yeah, Smirnoff.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I believe so.
I hope so.
That was a great interview.
No, he was a funny dude.
He was awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. He stayed in character. That's fact.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's not
he's
a character.
He's been a character for 35 years.
He's actually Russian.
Yeah, that helps.
I was thinking, like, he stays in character pretty well.
It's right, my accent.
Well, it's like Larry the Cable Guy. You know that's a shtick. But, like, when you talk to him or interview him, it's still a shtick. But then when you cut
He never changes.
When you cut the mics off, he's like, man, oh, man, that hotel room sucks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I still think the craziest one was Macho Man talking like that after the mics were off.
Did you realize that's just how he talks?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
insane.
None of that was for sure. I'm like, brother knows, like, he's not.
He is jacked. No one's
up. Do you guys validate Porky?
Seriously.
Mike, that's what it was like.
Oh, no.
So nice to be here and talk to you fellas.
And he was really nice.
Super nice, man.
Uh-huh. Where's the bathroom?
Ooh,
yes. I need to urinate. Gentlemen are classy.
I've moved on since the lovely Elizabeth. What up, guys? Shout out to my husband, Michael, hitting the big, nasty, dirty 30 today. The gray hair is already coming in strong. His youth is officially behind him, and it's all downhill from here. Anyway, he's the best partner and dad we could ask for. Happy 30th there, Michael. And I love you more than words can express. Can we please celebrate him with a big old bong rip, a barbershop fish sandwich, and the Dirty Germans talking about how essie it is to get old. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Daphne.
Yeah.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, apparently this Daphne really, really loves you. In fact, she said she loves you more than words can express, but she can still use her mouth to show you.
Yeah, and also, you know, lots of people have a dirty 30. She has promised it to be nasty.
Yeah. Nasty 30.
Nasty.
It's going to be so nasty.
I like it nasty.
I like a bathe down there in the mouth. It's going to be nasty.
Damn.
Wow. And it's humid.
Want to give a birthday shout-out to myself this year, celebrating my dirty 30. Mike, can you feed this email to the monster? Have not heard the monster so far this year and don't want them starving. Love everything you guys do. The Ted Smith, LARP on that from Riker.
Thanks, Riker. LARP on.
Wait for it. It's around here somewhere.
You know, I know you got to find it.
You're not going to find it? Come on. You got this. Hang on, I know where that thing's at.
Here it is.
I know where it's at. Hang on. Yep, it is right around. I think I put it. Where did
there
I put
go.
That?
Here we
you
go.
Got it?
But Charles, we want to wish our good friend Corin Fed a very happy 45th birthday. He's an awesome friend and an amazing fisherman. He is a Coast Guard vet who will be preparing or participating in the Salmon for Soldiers event in September. So to help celebrate his birthday, would you please serve him up some green beans? Have Coach Ted give him some advice on catching salmon in the Sound in a special request of the Ted Smith. Would you please declare that it is Corn Fed's birthday? Rock on, bitches, from his good friend Jim, Asmara, Keith, and Steve. We'll see you guys a week from Saturday at the big old party. Thanks,
nice
guys.
Bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean. Green bean.
All right, catching salmon. Well, it's pretty simple. You gotta get in that stream, have the bait set correctly, and put something shiny on it, man. Fish really like shiny stuff, man. They be biting it all the time. And I will say, on this day, the 28th of August in 2025, I do declare it is Corn Fed's birthday.
Nice. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
This bitch loves to ship shyly sitting sheep with slips of sheets she shares statistically of shyly sitting sheeps shipped.
Three times fast.
This bitch loves to ship shyly sitting sheep with slips of sheets she shares statistically on shyly sitting sheep's ship.
One.
This bitch loves to ship shyly sitting sheep with slips of sheets she is sharing statistically on shyly sitting sheep shipped.
Two.
This bitch loves ship shyly sitting sheep with slips of sheets she shares statistically while shyly sitting sheep shipped.
Oh! Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for versus the FCC.
Early doctor's appointment this morning at Everett, and the doctor says, what's all this white stuff caked in your nostrils?
Oh, no.
I said I was making a cake.
Making a cake.
Yeah, I got injured. Hurt my nose.
Yeah. We were up last night at like 3:30, coming up with rhymes and riddles. Lo and behold, we come in today. There is a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. It is right here. Believe it or not. Fresh off the presses.
That is fresh.
I mean,
fresh.
That one came that in 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, 8:50.
That is so fresh. They might sell it at the store across the street.
8:50. But it comes from our buddy Nick without the K. And here is his Ted versus the FCC Star Wars edition submission. Because I believe that Nick knows what a big Star Wars fan you are.
Always.
Yes.
He loves Captain Picard.
So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Han would zip and slip into his dip ship. The dip ship slip was hip, but snipped. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
No, just me.
No, I didn't look at the highlight part, and there's a curse word down there. All right. Han would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt gunt.
Three times fast.
Han would zip and slip his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship was brunt stunt front.
Let me see that.
I think I made up a word in there too.
You did. It sounded bad, but it's not real.
Had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt. I don't know how you got there because there's no C's in there.
I know, but it came out.
I don't know either.
You just said it. Ted finds a way.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, everybody?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We'll give it one of our shot next week.
Yay.
And maybe we can't take it to the party because there'll be kids there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, we don't want to do that.
That's right. This will be exclusively next Friday. Round two of Ted versus the FCC. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, cut up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day and the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Florida is deploying robotic rabbits to help control the population of invasive Burmese pythons.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
That's what I wanted to have happen.
Aren't the pythons
golly.
Just going to eat them?
Maybe that's the idea.
They're robotic. So
ooh,
it doesn't
I
matter.
See that.
I mean, but what do the robotic rabbits do? Is it that it's the pythons eat them and then they die? Do they pull out little robot guns and shoot them dead?
I wish I kind of had worked on it a little bit because I don't know. I kind of want them to do like a, you know, like an alien situation where they eat them and all of a sudden it's like, blah, next.
That's actually the first thought I had.
They just, right. burst out of the gut.
That's like, what they came up with, huh?
Robotic rabbits. I wonder if the rabbits are just, you know, they get close to the pythons because then they'll hit them, they try to get them, and then the rabbits just euthanize them there.
My problem, do the rabbits stop with the pythons?
Here's
are they
going
to go into my backyard and take me out, take out my dog?
Why is there only like one season for hunting these things?
I don't
just
know.
Just like, look, if those
they're
people,
invasive.
Right, if they're in the swamp and people want to go hunt them, go get them.
Right.
They also lay 100 eggs at a time.
Right.
So you need to get them. Get some robotic foxes to eat their eggs.
Well, the idea being, if they eat these, there's a tracker, it'll take them to the den. Then you can go and you can hunt them down. You can kill all the eggs.
Gotcha.
So the idea of this thing is
the plan.
Yeah, so they swallow it.
Okay.
There's a beacon inside of it.
Gotcha, and it takes where the nest is at.
I thought you guys knew that.
No, we didn't. No. I didn't work on it, Miles.
Oh.
It's a segment.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Sorry.
I don't know a lot about robotic rabbits, man.
No.
Well, it's supposed to... simulate a rabbit to some degree.
Sure.
The python just hits it and swallows it.
Right.
Then they go kill that damn thing.
Gotcha, okay.
Then they pull that rabbit back
Bring it
out,
back to the den and then they can again. Kill as many as
they can. Kind of like when you're, you know, fishing and your bait lasts more than one fish.
Gotcha, okay, okay. Yes. Very good.
Yes.
Except for your bait doesn't lead you to the big cluster of fish that then, you know, right. you can just
well, that's
grab
the thing.
A net.
Where and... they are in their nest. There might be more snakes, more
oh, yeah.
eggs.
You bet.
So, yeah.
A new study
found... I like the idea, though, of, like, cutting it to the core.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's find that nest. Eradicate them before they can grow.
A new study found that people inhale up to 68,000 microplastic particles a day.
Why do they keep going on about this?
So what are we supposed to... what do we do about
stop
it?
Stop breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. What do we do about it?
Live with it. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We live with
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
And that's...
Well, I found out yesterday this building has a gold standard a
for
gold
air
quality.
Standard.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Have you seen our vent?
Did that's you it. Ask about this?
I did.
And oh, then he right. explained our guys it to me. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he goes, "Do you really want to know?" Or he was just like, "I'll explain it to you." I said, "Thanks." And he's like, "They do a good job of keeping so many particles out of the air." Then he said, "I can tell you've had people in here because of this many particles. Measures like carbon dioxide, like
Damn.
All kinds of stuff."
All right.
Sorry, Miles. I know that's your
wow.
theory, but
yeah. right. blown out of the water.
We're doing it pretty well.
Yeah, we have really good air in here.
Jeez a whiz.
Yeah. So that's actually a good sign. That shows you how much is gone.
Oh,
we're good.
Good,
man.
You think they clean that?
At some point they will. The world's most powerful solar telescope has caught its first images of an X-class solar flare.
What is X-class?
It's a really, really big solar flare.
Well, is that impressive then?
I guess.
I'm saying
I mean,
if it's really,
impressive.
Really big.
The yeah. first time we've caught a picture of it, I think it's because
oh,
it's so powerful,
okay.
like we're right up on it.
Okay, I got
so,
it.
Any irony in the fact that something that's solar powered captures a solar image?
I think it's a solar telescope. I don't know that it's solar powered.
Well, solar, but you got like a solar flare.
Yeah.
So it's a solar telescope. That means it runs off the sun, right?
No, I think
it means it concentrates
studies.
On the sun.
Oh, it just ain't that.
You know about robotic rabbits.
Right.
You don't know your telescope.
Well, you need a special telescope to be able to look at the sun, you see, because
see.
It's like one of the most brilliant things in the sky.
Gotcha.
And it would destroy any
gotcha.
Other telescope or
gotcha.
People looking through it.
Yeah.
So,
I got rid of my solar flare in June.
Did you? Attaboy.
Yeah.
I know that was really bothering you.
It really well, it was just
screwed
fun.
Up your dating life.
Yeah.
A little bit of cream.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is an I word that means impressively direct and decisive. I word meaning impressively direct and decisive. Any guesses here?
Impulsive.
Impulsive. I like it.
Decisive, though.
Yes.
Decisive.
Mm. Direct and decisive.
Not imperative.
Imperative's not a bad word.
Imperative's not bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Steve? Imperative, then.
Steve?
I'm going to go imperative.
It's actually kind of a workaround. It's incisive.
Incisive.
Oh,
okay.
Incisive
yeah, yeah.
is direct and decisive. So it feels like a cop-out, but all right. The pilot of the F-35 that recently crashed after he had to eject was on the phone with engineers for nearly an hour before
yes, he
bailed out.
Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
It's like, bam, it happened in Alaska. This thing just falls right out of the sky.
Just
And
explodes.
Then 30 seconds later, Steve and I were looking at this video. You see the parachute come down.
Son of a
guys,
now I want you to think about this. You are the pilot of an F-35.
Right.
You were on the phone with the guys that make the plane trying to figure out what the hell is going wrong.
I can't remember if it
now,
was like...
I don't know if they have customer service, but my thought was like, your call is very important to us.
Right.
You're number 7 on our list. We'll be with you.
Operator! Operator! Press 0 to reach...
I wonder if they hit him with
one.
The like, hey, just turn it off. Turn it on.
Right.
How it's weird like, is it that you called Northrop Grumman or whoever, McDonnell Douglas, whoever owned that damn thing, and they're the ones. Like, hotline, you call them. Like, you don't call your commander.
But
right.
I guarantee the commander said, hey, man, we don't know... We're going to pass you through.
So, we got the engineers on this.
Shouldn't he be on the phone first?
Like, you'd hope so.
You know.
Ah, got it.
Now you talk to him, man.
August, does anybody know what national month holiday August is? We are celebrating the last weekday of it, so this is our last opportunity to actually bring this forth. It is National Sandwich Month, so I thought let's run it down.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 sandwich styles. According to who? You, Mikey? You little pissant?
Oh,
what tarnation do you know about making sandwiches other than cramming them down your puffy pie hole?
Puffy?
Let me ask you something, you lop-headed pot-belly pig stick.
Dang.
You ever have to endure something so terrible, so intolerable, or such an unpleasant action? Have you? You know what you just had to eat, son? It's called a sandwich,
oh.
You big-eared mongoose.
Positive Friday.
Thank you, VD. So these are the top 10 sandwich styles. At number 10, they actually started out with the Italian sub.
Yeah.
Hearty sandwich filled with a variety of Italian cold cuts, provolone, cheese, lettuce, and oil and vinegar.
Mm-mm-mm.
I love an Italian sub. I really do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think tomatoes are imperative. The lettuce needs to be shredded.
Agreed.
The cold cuts need to be cut thin, and there needs to be three types of meat. That's my Italian.
Okay.
Do you go Italian combination?
Do you go like a ham, turkey, bacon? Like what's your three meats?
No. Salami is number one.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, ham.
Gotcha.
And then either turkey or something else.
I feel like if you're having an Italian sub, you gotta have two
Italian meats essentially.
Right,
like salami and pepperoni.
Right, and then you throw in a ham. But like if you're like on the East Coast, you really want to get fancy. Throw in a little capicola, huh?
Mortadella.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A fancy bologna. That's what mortadella is.
Prosciutto. Yeah, basically.
And for me, you got to have vinegar, oil, salt, and pepper, too.
Yes.
Attaboy. All right.
Or as they call it at Jersey Mike's, Mike's Way.
Number 9, they go with the French dip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Simple and satisfying sandwich featuring thinly sliced roast beef on a baguette served with a side of au jus.
I'm getting that tomorrow night.
Are you really?
At the Park Avenue Tavern.
I like it, dude.
Absolutely.
Already planning it out, huh?
I already know what I'm getting.
I remember when I first found the French dip. I was like, let's give this thing a shot. I was like, oh my
God.
It's
tremendous, man.
It is fantastic.
And it's just an au jus. That's the entire difference maker,
I don't think I've had a bad French dip sandwich because you're right. It's all the au jus, which is just what, beef broth?
Yeah, essentially.
Pro tip, if you're at a place that that has the French dip and you have another sandwich, get the au jus. In other words, if they have a cheesesteak,
yes.
Ask it for a side of au jus. So basically what you're doing is you're making it wet like an Italian beef in Chicago.
You are.
If you want to dip it.
Damn, dude. That actually sounds
I mean,
really
look,
good.
I've made them at home kind of cheaply, but just like the little pack of powdered au jus.
Yeah.
They're still awesome.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't really go wrong, man.
Yeah, dude. Number 8 is not something that we see too much here on the West Coast, but over on the East Coast, it's real big.
Chicken parm.
The lobster roll.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
New England
now, that's
delicacy.
A justifiable $20 sandwich.
This sandwich consists of cooked lobster meat mixed with mayonnaise or butter served in a grilled and split hot dog bun.
I got bad news for you, Miles.
The 30?
They're running at least 30. Even when I was on Cape Cod, it was $35.
They split the bun down the middle up the top.
Yeah.
Which is, where do you buy that?
Just up northeast.
I was going to say, that's a tough roll to find.
Number 7, again, these are the top 10 sandwich styles. Number 7 is a New Orleans specialty.
The po' boy.
Served on a French baguette and can be filled with fried seafood like shrimp or oysters or roast beef.
I will say, I remember
roast
being
beef.
A kid.
I've never had a roast beef po' boy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize how many. I always thought it was just a shrimp po' boy. Then I realized you could get it with chicken. But, I mean, I remember being a kid, and, like, my mom took me someplace, and we had one. And I was like, this is the greatest sandwich ever.
Yeah, po' boys rock.
Clams, oysters.
All right.
Yeah, typically some kind of shellfish, a deep fry it, throw it on there.
I've had a soft shell crab po' boy.
Ooh.
Those are amazing.
Damn, dude.
Those are amazing.
I think the key is what mayo do you pick?
How's that? Like Hellman's versus Best Foods?
Well, right, but then you get into the South and people want to use Duke's because it's got that tang.
Yeah. Right.
But if you get to New Orleans, then Miracle those people will be like, it's got to be Blue Plate. Forget Duke's. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but it's very specific. And then some places will even put ketchup on it.
Also, Mike, if they
I know sounds odd, but I'm telling you, man, it works great.
It works, okay.
Well, it's like, you know, the cocktail. Also, in New Orleans, some is on white bread.
Okay.
They make a po' boy on white bread.
Yeah.
But they don't slice the bread.
No.
So they slice it long ways instead of down the middle, like you are used to it. They slice it the other way.
Oh, geez.
It is fantastic.
It is. The po' boys are great.
I like it. This one's a simple, and they tell you what's in it right there in its title. The BLT. Delivers big flavor from its combination of crispy bacon, lettuce, and tomato served on toasted bread.
I tell you what, when I run for president, I have a lot of things I'm going to install. Number one, the tea is gone. Get out of here, tomato. We're replacing it with avocado.
See, we could just add the avocado. We don't have to get rid of the tomato, Ted. I will fight against that platform.
I'm getting rid of the L on the T. Well, look, bacon doesn't need help.
Bacon
doesn't need help. It is fine on its own.
A lot of places do the black.
Do the black,
so you get the tomato, and you get the avocado.
It's a great addition, it really is.
The blat, that sounds sexy.
Bacon, would you like lettuce, a blat? Avocado, tomato.
Can I get a blat?
I don't know. A lot of people are saying they're tired of the tomato. They're looking for avocado.
A lot of people are saying it.
Everybody's saying it,
but
man.
But you can have both.
You can, I'm just not a tomato.
A grown man came up to me, he was crying, he said, sir, Get rid of the tomato on the sandwich.
Right, I was at the airport. Somebody said, Ted, will you run for president and get this done? And I said, you know what? You stop crying, you son of a bitch. I'll do it.
The people need me.
I saved his 401k.
Probably the only multi-layered sandwich that's on the list here.
Club sandwich.
The club.
Yeah, good chicken, club sandwich. Hard to beat.
Chicken, turkey, bacon, lettuce, and tomato, typically served on toasted bread. I agree. The only problem that I have with the club sandwich is it is so big and then that bread is so toasted, you carve the living daylights out of the roof of your mouth.
All right. You have a solid point here. They could...
That's my only knock on the club.
We could work somewhere between not toasted it that much.
Right.
Also, like the Big Mac, does the club sandwich really need the middle slice of bread?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I agree with Ted. It does.
It keeps the structure of the sandwich.
It does. Because it would all just spill out of the side if you didn't have that, you know, it needs the reinforcement there.
I also think some places, look, if you don't have a size of big piece of bread that could be cut into four corners. Don't offer a club.
Don't do it. Right. Come on.
Do half slice club.
Yeah, everything's falling out.
What are we doing? Doggone it.
Get it together.
Number four, the Philly cheese.
Oh, God, yeah.
The sandwich layers thinly sliced steak, caramelized onions, and melted cheese, either provolone or cheese whiz on a hoagie roll.
Thinly sliced.
Trust me, I've been to the place to get a steak sandwich, and there was a steak between the bun.
Yeah.
Well, that's a steak sandwich.
I know that, but for whatever reason, I thought it was going to be like a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
See, here's my rule. If you're going to have a cheesesteak, like our place Colazzi's, it's got to be done Philadelphia style. Now, you could offer a steak and cheese, which some places do. Yeah. Our local watering hole. I like their steak.
That's a different thing, right?
But it's not a cheesesteak.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The Cuban comes in at number three. I don't know that I've ever had the Cuban sandwich.
You would love it.
It's delicious.
It's not sophisticated, but it's good, other than the pickle, but it's
roasted
fine.
Pork, ham, Swiss pickle. Cheese, pickles, and mustard on a Cuban bread. All right.
And it should be put in a press.
Mm-hmm. The Vietnamese sandwich comes in at number two.
The banh mi.
Rich and varied filling often include pate, cold cuts, and pickled vegetables served in a crusty baguette.
I never had one until I moved here, but I absolutely love them.
I'll take the pork.
Tremendous.
Pork or chicken.
Pork or chicken. Every time. And then this is what they put down as the number one sandwich style of all time. The cucumber. No. It's a Reuben.
Yes! It's all right. Thank God.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, dude. At our old place, we had a place that was kind of known for their Reuben, and I got it, and it made me sick. I don't know if it's because I found a giant freaking hair in it, and it turned me off of it. But I ran away from the Reuben for a hot minute there. And
typically,
then
they're not served with hair.
No, they are not. No,
and that place
not.
Is famous, but that must have just been a bad off day.
I think it was just a bad day, because you're right. That place is famous. They're like regarded like, no, go here for a Reuben sandwich. And I think I just struck on double zeros there, and I did not get
that sandwich
day.
Is so big, too.
It's huge, man.
But I love them.
But then I've gotten the one that's across the street here. That's a decent Reuben for me.
You can also smell that one the next day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
For sure.
Yeah, that's some corned beef.
Also, just city of Seattle, let's get some chicken parms going. And you got to fry the cutlet.
I agree. You know what? I don't know that I've ever had a chicken parm sandwich. I've only ever had it on pasta, but I could get down with a chicken parm
bread. Big old sub? Yes. Oh, that's good stuff.
It's great. And it's ubiquitous up and down the East Coast, but you just can't find them here.
No, because we're the West Coast head.
Also, a meatball sub without having to go to a pizza place.
Yeah.
So that you go to a sandwich place and just do a really good meatball sub.
Yeah. You know, Subway does a meatball sub.
I said a really good meatball sub.
You know, I won't lie. I kind of like Subway's meatball
sub. I do, too. That's my go-to.
That's where I got started. Like, the first time I ever went to a Subway, I got the meatball sub. I was like, this is great.
What was it? Is Quiznos the ones that toast them?
Yeah, used to be.
Used to.
They used to have a pretty good meatball sub.
I like it.
Oh, you know, it's a really good one. Potbelly.
Yeah.
Pop Belly, all of those sandwiches are good.
Oh, man.
Does not go wrong.
My God. A man at an animal sanctuary in Kenya has a social media storm all up in arms after what he did to one of the elephants.
Wow, what did he do with one of the elephants?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Okay, then. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Jason Dildine, who a lot of you would know as VD, hence Veggie Dog, who we have worked with for the last 13 years here at KISW, but actually, technically, Tuesday will be his last day, but that's such a stupid day of the week to have your last day that we're going to celebrate him today.
Good.
Because today is Friday. So yeah, your last day is Tuesday, but that's just dumb. I'm sorry. So we've worked with the man for 13 years. He will be departing, going on to greener pastures. Not exactly sure what the plan is. I know part of him wants to, like,
Drive across the country and visit family
in... Do they have green pastures in Wyoming?
North Carolina, big, vast green pastures in Wyoming. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I know that he has some acreage in Wyoming. Yes, that eventually... I know. How many acres does he have? Because I'm like, 40 of them are mine, brother. That was part of the deal. But
yeah. What does he have, a plot? A plot of land?
There's a mule waiting for you.
I'm just saying.
I'll bring the mule.
I want, Ted brings the mule. I want 40 of his acres. But he does have property there. And I think
it's a
eventually
ranch. It's a parcel. It's a ranch.
Yeah, that's right. It's a parcel. It is a parcel, is what he explained to us. Yeah, but worked up him for 13 years. He's the voice on a lot of commercials, all the production that you hear on this station and all of our sister stations, but even more than that, man. And very few people have any idea of how much he actually does here.
Yeah.
Right? So he has the job title, and that job title is one thing, but that's ridiculous. Because basically, it would be Swiss Army Knife.
Absolutely. Right?
If you want to give him a legitimate job title, it would be the Swiss Army Knife of Odyssey Seattle.
Right.
He does everything on every station. He will do it on the fly. He will do it with notice. He will do it without notice. He's just that guy. And like I said, corporate doesn't know a lot of things because corporate is kind of like the fire department. All right. And like anything, VD basically puts out a lot of fires. And when you put out the fire, you don't need to call the fire department. Mm-hmm. Right. That's just how, if you put out your own fire, mm-hmm. you don't need to call them. So he's the guy, puts out the fires. Sometimes he'll start them and then put them out. But he has been an outstanding coworker, very good friend. You guys do Christmases together.
I do. Yeah.
He was at Mike's wedding, up there with you, man. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He has been that guy and will continue to be.
So now the building is going to burn down.
Yes, it is.
The building is going to burst into flames.
Starting next week.
This is the beginning of the end right here.
Burn to the freaking ground. So, corporate, you're going to be getting a lot of calls from us because all the things you don't know, you're about to find out because he's been taking care of it for your dumb asses.
He'll keep us on the air sometimes.
That's
a fact.
Seriously.
That is
That is. I'm listening. Live day, those things. That's all Jason.
That is all Jason.
That has been him. And
man has been my greatest mentor my entire time here. The amount that I've learned under him has been incomparable to anything else that has gone around here. Like utility of a man that has been up here is it pales in comparison to what exactly he has done everywhere around here.
And when I say that people have no idea, I mean that legitimately. People have no freaking idea. But this guy is going to be sorely missed. And they're going to figure it out real soon. Like, oops. So,
like, not just a department head or boss, but like a true leader.
Yeah.
Right? I follow that guy anywhere.
Yeah, that is the truth. That is the truth. And I'm going to miss walking into his office just to fart and leave. That's just one of the few joys.
And the peanut butter pretzels.
And he even said, hey, look, you know you guys could just re-up the peanut butter pretzels. I looked him dead in the eye yesterday, and I said, we both know that's not going to happen.
It's not
going to
happen.
But we know you're going to bring a bottle of whiskey in on Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. All right, so to BD, Jason, this one's for you, man. Thank you for everything you've done. Bright future in front of you. Sorry about your face. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Cheers, brother.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.